with the winds the way they are out here, you can't possibly want to.
That's true.
Hey, Daniel. We get to chase a rocket, huh?
Okay, so it's 10 more in Aspen. We will actually be shutting down at...
We're going to go chase a rocket. What's this?
That's somebody's tape recorder. Leave it there.
Nice tag, boy, Steve.
Yeah. Nowhere else.
Okay.
No, it's the same thing.
I don't know how else to put that delicately, but...
Well, you know, those guys are a great guy. Carl, that runs the Vanar, helped me out this past month. I taught a gate class at Sunnyvale, a rocketry class, to 4th and 5th graders. And Carl brought out all of his... brought out his launch console. And a rack with four rods on it.
Right.
And I had 16 kids that launched rockets. And it was just perfect. You know, everybody but one guy launched on A motors.
Right?
I had one joker, you know, willing to go for a B motor. And it got caught in a tree. Yeah, we got it down. Carl brought his... he's got a fiberglass Lyman's pole. And,
okay, on four, we got seven.
And we got it out of the tree.
Five,
minus the
four,
parachute.
Three, two, one.
Yeah, I work in Sunnyvale, actually. I live in San Jose. I come out here once a month to... burn my money up. I started doing this because this one right here, his little brother is deaf. Or actually, his big brother is deaf. And so I was looking for a way, something to help him learn to read better. And I thought maybe if he like built models, he'd read the instructions, you know. He only liked the ones with pictures. So, well, I tried a lot of different kinds of models, and then I thought maybe... rockets would be cool.
My brother?
Yeah,
Alex?
Your brother, Alex. I thought maybe, you know, rockets have more appeal.
We have 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And, tried rockets.
Okay, cut, you. Do you remember me trying that one?